The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
All right, y'all, let's get on this morning, all right? Thank you, Dave. Y'all talk about my message. Every day, let's we're on now, y'all. That she's a woman, pieces of her. Man, great morning. Good morning, Blog Talk Radio Land. Great morning, YouTube world. Great morning, Facebook Live. Man, I'm like an octopus over here this morning. And you know, I see some of y'all chiming in on Facebook Live. You know, I got my people on Blog Talk Radio right now that are chiming in, man. So we have three different platforms going on this morning. And for good reason, you know, hopefully everybody can hear me just fine. If you can't, then I'm sure somebody would have gave me the thumbs down by now. But there's some people that are mad this morning, some people that are happy this morning, some people that are sad this morning. But, you know, those are emotions. You know, people wake up on different sides of the bed. They say there's one side of the bed that you can wake up on and it'd be totally messed up. So you probably need to figure out what that side is. Great morning, Ms. Valerie Davis. I see you chiming in all the way from North Carolina. So, you know, figure out what that side of the bed is and just don't get out on that side of the bed. I haven't figured it out yet, but nonetheless, that's what they say. So stay away from that side, man. But no matter what your feelings are, your emotions are this morning, know that you control them. You know that you control them. That's not even what I want to talk about, but, you know, I think it's important to be able to control your emotions. And if you're not controlling your emotions, then your emotions are going to control you. Hey, great morning, Josh. What's going on, my friend? Emotions are going to control you if you don't control your emotions. So everything, emotions precede and proceed everything that we do, right? So how you feel about something is definitely going to be, you know, how you react to it. Well, it doesn't have to be how you react to it. So you have that choice, right? So how are you going to react to what happens to you? And that's not what I want to talk about, but that's super important, man, because so many things happen, you know, in our lives from a day-to-day basis. And a lot of us think that things aren't supposed to happen. You know, things are supposed to happen. You want things to happen in your life. If things weren't happening in your life, that means that you're a very dull person, non-eventful. Nothing's really popping off. And people are so in awe or in wonder about what's going on in their life and why it's going on. And if something bad's going on, man, I can tell you right now that something's bad going on, then they're going to be, you know, all thrown off. You can tell when that person comes to work. Hey, what's going on, Pam McCray? Love you too, baby. Let me put this in here so you guys can get this. TheGrindRadio.com. Also, and it's on YouTube Live, or you guys can go ahead and jump on just Nathan McCray on YouTube. However you find me, it's a live event going on there right now. There's no commenting. We're still figuring that aspect of it out. And once we get that ironed out, then, you know, you guys will be there. But nonetheless, some of you are, you know, you're getting up, you're going to work this morning and you're a little frazzled. You didn't have time to do your hair. You know, you may have not gotten your coffee this morning. You may have not had time to brush your teeth. Your kids may have pissed you off. You know, your spouse may have, you know, pissed you off from last night and you're still mad. There's a lot of things that happens and there's a lot of emotions that go on. But you can't allow those emotions to rule your life. And I keep hearing people say, no sound on YouTube. Appreciate y'all, man. I appreciate y'all. Let's see what we got over here on YouTube. Let's do something different here. Y'all bear with me just a moment, and I just learned something. That's going into the premise of what we're talking about, all right? So hopefully you guys can hear me on, hold on. Hopefully you guys can, yeah, there we go. Let me do this. All right, so I've been broadcasting for 5 or 6 minutes with no sound on YouTube, but that's perfect, and I'm going to tell y'all why. That is so perfect this morning. Let me get this saved. All right. So if y'all can hear me on YouTube, give me some thumbs up. Y'all are my test bed. Y'all are my test subject this morning. And, man, I'm going to tell y'all, I love y'all for that. Somebody give me the thumbs up. Oh, my wife's telling me no sound on YouTube. Awesome. Thank you, my love. Thank you. So somebody tell me on YouTube that has flipped over to, I mean, somebody tell me on Facebook that's flipped over to YouTube that you can hear me. You should be able to hear me perfectly clear and pristine now. But man, before I really get into what I want to talk about, I want to stay on this emotions thing for a while because, guys, you know, I started this show in my mind 10 years ago. All right. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much, fam. I started this show in my mind 10 years ago, but it didn't really manifest itself until a little over a year ago, and, you know, in the physical. And, you know, there were so many mixed emotions that were going on in my head about this show and how I was started and what it would be and how fast it would take off and what it would be like in the beginning, the middle, and the end. There were so many things swirling through my head. And a lot like some of you, it's the same thing. You got so many things going on in your head that you can't really get started. You've got those emotions that are kicking in. You've got the fear emotion. You've got the anxiety emotion kicking in. And you've got, I'm getting some text messages. We get them all from every aspect over here. So you've got some fear, some anxiety. You got some other emotions kicking in that you just don't. Okay. So you got other emotions kicking in that you just can't control. But, you know, we talk about that in the Master Your Mindset series. Great morning, Miss Bernita Ship. Thanks for jumping on. And now I think I said great morning to Josh Bashford. Thank you so much for chiming in. I think, yeah, thank you. Thank down there in Orlando, Florida, Miss Bernita Ship, right here in Miami. I just happen to know you guys. Thank y'all for jumping on. So, you know, we don't know how to handle those emotions, and we end up, you know, doing and saying things that we don't really want to say. But we talk about that in that Master Your Mindset series, and we kind of teach you how to get things started. We teach you what it's going to feel like in the middle, and we show you exactly what you need to expect when you get to the other side of the particular thing that you're doing, and to show you that it's not over. You know, you're just really getting started. But certain things happen, and different emotions kick in. Let me tell you guys something. You wouldn't have those emotions if you weren't supposed to get them, right? That's a coffee break. Emotions are God-given, right? So those emotions are there to keep you in check. So the emotion that you have to feel some fear, the emotion that you have to feel some anxiety, the emotion that you have, you know, to feel as if, you know, man, I don't know how I'm going to keep this thing going. You know, the emotions that you have to cry, all of those emotions that you have are there for a good reason. You just have to learn how to channel them and use them and not allow them to use you. See, when you've been through a lot in life, you know, people, you know, they don't know what you've been through unless you tell them, right? So I know for me, and I can only speak for me. But for me, I've been through so much in life. I do that every day, Nate. You know, going, you know, after being in the military for a couple of years, you know, going over to Saudi Arabia, to the Middle East over there, to Kuwait to fight a war. You know, as a youngster, didn't even really know what was going on, but I was just over there with a, you know, with a tank. And it was a crazy scenario for me, and things really happened so quickly. And you know, then you get out of the military and you go through, you know, certain things to transition. So there's a lot of things that happened that have brought me up to the point that I'm at right now. And, you know, when I start really thinking about them, you know, it makes me get butterflies, and it makes me want to cry sometimes. But sometimes we have to learn to control those emotions. And sometimes we have to know when to let them out. And, you know, everybody's not going to say that it was a great time to let out that emotion or whatever. But we cover all of that, man, in that Master Your Mindset series. And if you really chime into that, you can see that series on blogtalkradio.com/theground101. You go into the episodes tab, ladies and gentlemen, and you'll be able to see that complete 5-series five-part series that we have, and mastering your mindset. And man, it's super important, because nothing happens until we master that aspect of what we do, right? So I wanna play another quick song. I know some of you guys are going into work. Some of you hadn't got accustomed or used to the time change yet, and you're still running late because it's still dark outside. So you don't know how to handle that, and I can raise my hand and say, it's a little weird for me too right now, right? It's a little weird. You see it dark outside, and, you know, you're supposed to be getting up right now. But nonetheless, you know, we want to talk about something that's going to go hand in hand this morning with where we are. And if you guys hang in there, I think you're going to definitely get some benefit from it. But I want to play a song for you guys, And I love Ledisi, but I want to do something a little different, because I want you guys to understand how you are. And if you don't know how powerful you are, then guess what? Nothing else in life really happens. But some of you don't feel as if you're powerful, right now, right? Some of you don't feel you're powerful. And I want to play this quick song. And I'm not going to do that one because you guys may start to get a little weird on me. but I want to create this quick song. And when I play it, I'm going to get into exactly what I want to talk about this morning really briefly. And this is going to be something fitting for you guys, but and I want you to listen to it, and I want you to take it the right way, right? Take it the right way and understand that, you remember, you're the boss of yourself, so boss up. You're not the boss of anybody else, so boss up for yourself, right? For yourself, because the last thing anybody wants to do is get out of something that they've been trying to fire their boss in and inherit another boss. I'm going to show you guys how to boss up for yourself, because everything you do...
G-O-D! God, homie! K-J on the mic. Beat back on the track.
Eating a banana this morning, but man, that's not really the song that I wanted to play, but I'm gonna play it for you guys before I leave out. Let me see what that was. Okay, all right, so my keyboard did what it wanted to do, so I'm gonna play it before we leave out for you guys, and that wasn't the one I was just talking about, but I love it, because the things that are happening, you know, this morning, man, are synonymous to the reason why. You know, one of the reasons why I started this show, and, you know, the start of something, The start of something is always the hardest part. You think that it's that, you think that it's actually going through it, but the start is the hardest part. So once you conquer the start, then you're good to go. But when I'm looking at everything that's happening with me right now, I'm broadcasting on three different platforms. And, you know, two of these platforms will stay up. One of them will not because of the music. But, you know, it's a work in progress. And so is your life. Your life is a work in progress. And, you know, we always talk about emotions and deploying, you know, 10 keys to success and staying in the game and getting, there's a lot of things that we talk about. But, you know, one of the things that people have a problem with, and it's what I really want to talk about this morning is the fear of a failure. And man, my shirt's getting small. So my workouts must be working. But it's funny because Pam was telling me the other day, she's like, you just do anything on your show. I'm saying, hey man, how am I supposed to act on my own show? If I can't keep it real, then I can't expect anybody else to keep it real. There's no guidelines that I need to follow. I just need to be myself, right? Y'all don't want me to be anybody fake, right? So, and she was laughing. She was like, no, she said, you're absolutely right. I love it. You know, and it's the realness of who we are. It's the realness of the show that I love. I don't write anything down. I may scribble a couple of bullet points down, you know, in my notepad. But other than that, I don't write stuff down because I want God to give me what it is that I say. There's no specific way that I have to say it. There's no specific time frame that I have to say it to you guys in. I'm going to articulate it the way I can articulate it in the only way that I can, because I have different fingerprints than you have, right? So I'm different than you are. You're different than I am. How you do things is how you do things. And I think sometimes we get so caught up on how other people are doing what they do, and we get so wrapped up in what they're doing and wanting to be like them, is that we forget to be ourselves. And it's the one person that God called, you know, all of you to be. You know, he called you to be yourself. You know, so keeping it real is what I do because that's who I am. And I'm the most comfortable being on this video platform in front of you guys if I'm myself. This is straight up mask off. What you see is what you flipping get, right? That's just real talk. Let me say some comments before I really say what I want. John Riley, emotions catch you off guard sometimes. Absolutely, they can. You think about them too long and you start to get back into them, they can definitely catch you off guard. But you got to know where you came from in order to know where you're going, right? Great morning, Jason T. Jones. Great to see you, sir. Down there in cold Philly, I think you're in. Man, my memory's kind of clicking today. What else we got here? Sometimes my keyboard freezes up, guys, so, you know, bear with me. But Cynthia Ambridge Sparks, great morning. Great morning. Don't know where you are. Let me know where you are, and it'll start to stick in my mind. Josh, the YouTube channel, just go to Nathan McRae, and you'll see me, or thegrindradio.com. Just type that in your browser, and you'll get there, all right? So this is a live event right now. But nonetheless, man, I want to talk about failing frequently this morning, failing frequently, which is what, people think happens to them all the time. You know, failing is a state of mind, you know, and that's why people always tell you to fail forward. Since it's such a common word, then people say, you know, since you got to use it, then fail forward. You know, I just call it, your process. You know, it's you testing different things out to see what works, and so you can get it as close to perfection as you can. You know, if you think about, different people, great people, that created certain things. The name is escaping me now, but it created light. Somebody tell me who created the light bulb. I was about to say Albert Einstein. He created the law of relativity, I believe. But I keep it real. I'm just telling y'all. So just think about the person that created the light. You think he failed? You know, he said, no, I didn't fail. I had 10,000 tries, you know, to get it the right way. And that's what happens, you know. So man, we have to get to the point where we're not thinking that everything we do is a failure. We fail every, you know, we're failing, because when you put that effort in your head repetitively, it does something to you. You know, man, I failed today. I failed yesterday. Man, this sucks. Lakewood, New Jersey. All right, Cynthia. Awesome. So I failed yesterday. I failed today. And man, I'm just a failure. You can't adopt that mentality, but I'm saying fail frequently, because those of you that have actually mastered your mindset, Thomas Edison, thank you so much, fam. I know you had to Google that too, girl. I know you had to Google that. Laugh. Thomas Edison created the light bulb. So, you know, he didn't fail 10,000 times. I know there's a certain amount of times that he actually did it, and it's in the books. But, you know, he said, I didn't fail. You know, I just had that many attempts to get it right. So these are really attempts as opposed to failure. So, but I said fail frequently because it's the word that resonates. It's the word that triggers with everybody. Great morning, Denise Lenore. Great morning, Raleigh, North Carolina. It's the word that resonates with people. But people think that failure is bad. But I'm going to tell you right now, fail frequently. Because if you don't fail frequently, then you're not trying. As the old saying goes, you know, nothing beats a failure but a try. And until you're trying, you're not failing. And if you're not failing, you're not trying. That's just reality. So when we see that, that's right, we learned that in kindergarten, Pam said. So when we see that, we're going through different things like this morning. This is a prime example. Man, I love it. I eat it for breakfast. I love the challenge of pulling things together. You know, the time change didn't just get you guys. The time change got me too, right? So, you know, I wake up and it's still dark outside. We keep it 100 here, right? So I wake up, it's still dark outside. We got to get the kids up to school on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Definitely Pam's on her own, you know, while I'm doing the show. So she's doing the running around on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You know, I'm typically doing the running around, but we share that, you know, on those off days as well. But nonetheless, you know, I'm running around trying to get this show done and trying to, you know, and I'm going to be honest, guys. The night before the show, I'm not, you know, sitting somewhere trying to write out material for the show. No, I'm just not. That's just not who I am, right? I mean, I'm going to speak from what God gives me that day, and that's how I grow. I grow and I get the courage and I lose the anxiety because it's not me. I just allow God to speak through me. And if I release it, if I let it go, then that means I'm allowing God to speak. You know, he's gonna be the one with the anxiety if there's any, not me, because I'm only saying what he tells me to say. And when it's all over, when he's done talking, then all I have to do is hit the end broadcast button, and it's a wrap. You know, so that was one of the things that helped me do this show, that helped me get past that fear of failure, is that I said, well, you know, if I have to do it in the natural, then there's no way it's going to work for me. I'm going to continue to have butterflies. I'm going to continue. Butterflies are a normal thing, but, you know, I'm going to continue to be afraid and never get started. So I'm going to have to do it in the spiritual. I'm going to have to let God do it, and I'm just going to have to be the physical representation of what God is telling you guys. And just so if I was talking to you, if you heard words coming out and I wasn't sitting in this chair, some of you probably just hit end anyway, right? And you leave this broadcast, you're like, nobody's there. But you're hearing words, you know, but you don't want to see a chair and you're hearing words. So I'm sitting here, you know, being spoken through. And what I'm telling you this morning is, we talked about the emotions earlier. People deploy different emotions for different situations, and they're all necessary. They help you learn. And people get afraid to actually fail in life. You know, going through what I went through this morning, and man, just to keep it 100, man, I go through this, you know, almost every time we do this show. Pam will tell you, I don't spend time at night getting ready for the grind. I just don't, because I believe that if God gave it to me, then God will continue to give me what I need, you know, to say. And it's an amazing thing, because the humility stays there because I have to do the work. You know, I don't have anybody doing this stuff for me. So I have to do the work. Now, God willing, at some point in time, as this thing progresses, because I got started with it. And there are days when I don't feel like dragging this body out of bed at 8 o'clock in the morning to jump on the mic. There are days that I have that. Let's just keep it 100. And don't act like you are the perfect, pristine person also. That's part of the problem. You're not perfect, okay? You are flawed. You're not perfect. So what does that mean? People are going to talk about you anyway. People are going to tell you that what you're doing is no good anyway. People are going to not support you in what you do anyway. But you don't worry about the people that are not. You worry about the people that are, right? You worry about the people that are going to support you, right? You worry about the people that are going to be there for you and be in your corner. You worry about the people that are going to egg you on and be like, oh, you know, you can do this. You can do this. Those are the people that you're concerned with. We get too caught up and allow fear to kick in, being too concerned about what other people think about what we do, when we full well know that it's God telling us to do certain things. Go do this, go do that. And we go through life in this constant state of fear, and we allow that fear to grab us because, you know, we don't want to fail frequently. Failing is what we're supposed to do in order to learn. When a child learns to walk, it didn't just get up and learn to walk. Oh, look, mommy, I'm walking. No, it failed I don't know how many times, but it doesn't stop. It just keeps trying. Why? Here's the difference. When you think about the mind of a child and you think about the mind of an adult, what's really the difference in the two? Really, it's the same brain. One may be a little smaller than the other, right? But it's the same brain, right? It's got all the same working functionalities to it. What's the difference? Here's the difference. This child's brain, this child can't really speak English or understand it yet, right? This adult brain speaks it, understands it, and has been terrified by it. This brain has not. So nobody's told this brain what it can't do. Can you imagine if a child understood what can't means? If a child understood, if adults told you can't walk, you're never going to walk. But to that child, it sounds like Charlie Brown school teacher, right? Womp, 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 womp. And that's all they hear. But all they know is that God gave them an innate ability, this innate longing to want to actually get up and walk. It's what I'm supposed to do. I got to walk. I got to crawl first. You know, first I'm just going to be on my belly for a little while. And everybody's going to be, oh, look, and he's cute. He's cute. He's cute. And then after that, I'm going to start crawling. And they're going to get excited about that. You know, but they don't realize that, man, I'm just trying to get up and walk so that I can run. So when they finally get up and walk, you know, through each stage, they get more and more applause. They still don't know what the heck you're saying, right? They don't know. So now when they get up and walk, everybody's clapping. So what does that do? The people that are clapping, I've never seen anybody say when a baby starts to walk, they say, man, that sucks. That's terrible. That's just horrible. Nobody ever says that. Everybody says, oh, that's so cute, man. That's awesome. When did they start walking? You know, when did she walk? You know, and everybody's like, and all the baby gets is these positive emotions, right? So the baby has it easy because the baby doesn't get any of the can't. You can't do this, and you're going to be terrible at it that the adult brain gets, because there's a programming that you get from God when you come out of your mother's womb. You get that programming in the womb, and when you come out, you just run that programming. But what we do is we allow ourselves to go from this brain that has the original programming in it to go to this brain that has been reprogrammed to whatever the world wants it to be, right? And that's a whole nother show, man, but I want to give you guys the premise of why people do what they do and why people have a fear of failing, and they don't understand that they need to fail frequently in order to get where they want to be. See, there's some things in life that some of you guys have not started yet because you're afraid to start. You're afraid to fail. You're afraid of what people are going to say. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, there's this thing in our minds. Yeah, we have this thing that, you know, we do care about our appearance. We care about, you know, sometimes how we talk and how we do things. Yeah, we care about it, and we want to be well-received in the world. But we don't allow that to run and dictate. And Pam will tell you, again, 100, as always, the realest show ever, unscripted conversations, what we do on the grind. Pam will tell you, I don't give a flip what anybody else thinks about me that doesn't know me, know my vision, that doesn't know who I am. If you don't know me, if you don't know me, you can't sow into my life. You can't sow anything. You can't come and tell me. Somebody else say, well, you know, that's just cocky. No, it's not cocky. You don't know me. It would be stupid for me to let you tell me that God told you the same thing for me that he can tell me myself, because I have the same connection that you're supposed to have. You're no different than me. And I think that's what people don't realize. And they get these words that they put up. Well, you know, well, you're arrogant or you're cocky or your ego. No, man, I'm just going to tell y'all, I got the same connection that you got for you, between you and God. So when you hear from God for you, I'm hearing from God for me. If you want to come and be a positive force in my life and tell me and give me some motivation and say, man, you know, I'm just getting this feeling, man, I'm getting this word that God just tells you, keep going. Awesome. I receive that all day long. I don't care who you are. Right. But you're not going to tell me the intricate inner workings of how I need to do something and when and this and that. If it's not something particular to a skill set that I'm trying to accomplish. Right. So let me put this in context for you guys. Right. Since I'm doing a blog talk radio show, if somebody that's been doing a blog talk radio show for years comes on and starts to give me some pointers on how I need on how I can do this better, how I can do that better, how I can, you know, if I did this, you know, with the keyboard, and maybe this will be better. Yeah, man, I'll take that all day long, right? But when you come and you start telling me that this is the direction that I should go, and it doesn't line up with where I know God is telling me to go, then that doesn't line up. We talked about alignment the other day, right? Doesn't mean that person's bad. Just means that person has their own vision of where they want to go, and that may not pertain to you. What's your vision? What has God shown you for you, right? And it's easy sometimes to take a detour and start going the other way. And when you start going the other way, then you lose your alignment with what God is telling you to do, right? So now you take a detour, and everybody knows what happens with detours. When you take that detour, it takes you maybe a little bit longer to get where you need to be. And when you finally realize that, you come back in alignment, and you've lost some time, right? So I'm not telling you guys to not take wise counsel, all right? But when you are led by the Spirit of God, you understand what's wise counsel and what's unwise counsel. You understand how it feels if somebody's in alignment with you. You understand, because you're sold out for your own vision. You're failing frequently doesn't mean that you're off of vision. It means that you're learning. You're going through your process. Baby gets up, baby falls, baby gets up, baby falls, baby crawls, baby gets up, baby falls. It's all a part of the contest. They don't stop walking. Nobody ever tells a baby, stop walking, baby, you're going to hurt yourself. Don't try to walk anymore, okay? Don't crawl, you're going to scuff up your knees. Don't do that, just stay still. Nobody tells a baby that. Why? Because the baby's not going to listen to them anyway. Baby's just going to get up and do what they were told to do. It's not till they start to understand that English language or the Spanish language or the Chinese, whatever your language is, it's not until they get to start learning that language to where they begin to start having their brain reprogrammed. And not all reprogramming is good. And as a matter of fact, reprogramming is not good. Just enhancements. I got an update for your program, because my program is perfectly fine. He gave it to me. So I'm good. So all I need to do is get an update. I need a patch, right? I need something to help me, you know, move me to the next level on the path that I'm on. And as we're moving on the next level on the path that you're on, then what do you need to be reprogrammed for? But we allow society to reprogram us every single day. And some of us wonder why we're in our house. We're in a house, we come home from work every day, and we feel terrible. We feel like we're unaccomplished. We feel as if nothing is working for us in life. We feel as if everybody is against us. We feel as if things aren't going the way, you know, you planned them to go, because you're allowing everybody to reprogram your life. And every time you get reprogrammed, you think it's taking you closer to where you want to be, but it's taking you further away from where you want to be. You may not be going backwards. You may be sitting still, but you've taken all of these detours, and you keep seeing these orange signs that say detour, 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 because you've gotten away from the main thing that God has told you to do that makes you the person that you are with your individuality of each footprint. You've gotten away from what he's told you to do. And now you've allowed everybody to reprogram you and be something that you were not called to be. Man, we all have a grind. That's why the name of this show is The Grind. right? So if you have a grind, then this pertains to you, right? It pertains to you if you have a grind. And if you don't have a grind, then that's the whole reason why you're where you are right now. Think about it. You can get mad. You can get sad. Those are all the emotions we talked about earlier. But what are you going to do with those emotions, those God-given emotions? How are you going to process things, right? Are you going to boss up? Are you going to boss up for yourself? Remember, for you only, you can't boss nobody but yourself. Are you going to boss up? Or are you going to clam up? Which one are you going to do? Here's a song I want to play for you guys earlier. And then we're going to come back really quick and close this thing out, all right?
Boss, 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 boss.
Everything
boss,
I do.
Boss, 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 boss,
boss. Everything
boss,
I do.
Boss, 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 boss.
Everything
boss,
I do.
Boss,
I do it in a boss way. Yeah, blessing of a saving soul. You know the Lord, he made me whole. Worshiping him till I'm old. When it comes to worshiping him, I'm a bro. Change the world like a boss. I remember I was lost. Now I'm found because of Jesus Christ paid everything on the cross. Now I walk like a boss. Now I pray like a boss. I live like a boss, pay for everything and give like a boss. I ain't telling you to do it, just respect what it is. When the Holy Ghost hit me, a room full of goons holding back this. I do it in a boss way. Everything I do it in a boss way.
Boss
is overlooking territory, and it never won a mirror boss. We all over here speaking faith. Go somewhere else with them horror stories. Talk to bosses on a daily basis. And we plotting on the move we're making. Now you want it like, oh, here we go. But we plotted this a year ago. Kingdom coming down to every hood. Sticking with it till we doing good. Sticking to it till this will be done. Altar call now with everyone. Me and coming to the fold, boss. Bless another, save a soul, boss. In the presence like a boss. Push the kingdom like a boss.
Everything
I do, do it in a boss way. Everything I do, do it in a boss way. Everything I do, boss way. Everything I do it in a boss way. Oh my, my, my.
Cause I'm a boss.
I don't walk in fear.
Boss,
I have authority.
Boss, boss,
we coming
boss,
in the name.
Boss,
and we run the game cause
boss,
the sins he bought. Falling but I was caught. Walk like a boss cause I'm confident I was kingdom taught. Stir the boss of bosses. He made wins out of my losses. God giving and we receiving like Odell and Randy Moss. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in the way the Lord has paid. And I will stay on the path. Walking in the light, feeling like a man. And when boss is talking, you in the dark, you may not understand.
Everything
I do, do it in a boss way. Everything I do, do it in a boss way.
The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister, big star.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Man, that is so funny. Anyway, man, keyboard does what it wants to do sometimes, but I guess it'll act right. But guess what? You can't throw no curveball at Nathan McCray. I'm telling you right now, I catch every last one of them. Great morning, Miss Shelly Sam Beavers. Thank you for jumping on. I see you. Great morning. Man, thank y'all for speaking up this morning. But look, let me tell y'all, the simple thing about what we do is failing. And I'm here to tell you guys this morning that failing is not bad. All right. Failing is what it is. Failing is the process that you go through so that you can get to what you want to get to. And if you don't go through that process, if you don't take the hit, if you don't get up after each one of those hits and keep moving forward, even when you don't feel like it, things are going to stop for you. Things are going to slow down. And there's no easy way to tell you that. There's no out. There's no detours in life. You have to take it head on. And every time you take a detour or you allow yourself to let a negative emotion detour you, then guess what? You're going to end up taking longer to get where you need to be. And that's just bottom line, right? So I don't know how to tell you anything different. And my Facebook has yet done whatever it wants to do. So hopefully you guys can still see me on Facebook, but I'm not gonna push that issue. I'm gonna move on to the next thing. But nonetheless, once you guys figure out that you need to, that failing is a part of life, then it's easy for you, right? You see other people and they're being successful in life. You see other people and they're not being successful in life. You know, neither one of those facets really dictates what you're doing and where you're going and what you're going to do, right? But don't let yourself get caught up in that, right? So move forward in doing what you need to do. Those emotions that you're feeling every single day when you wake up, you know, you say your problems that was there yesterday, they're still there, right? They're not going anywhere. So if those problems aren't going anywhere, then, you know, maybe that means, you know, you need to do something different. Maybe there's something that you need to learn from, right? So those problems, you'll keep repeating the same cycle until you change something, right? If you change something, you go around the same curve 10 times and there's a bump there in the same spot, you're in the right lane, you know the bump's in the right lane, you're going to hit the bump 10 times. You don't hit the bump until you change something, right? So do something different in life in order to have something different. And I got to tell you, man, it's not going to be an easy road. You know, some of you are saying, you know, well, I got time. I heard somebody say the other day, you know, people say, well, you know, they asked what their why was, you know, why you do what you do. And it was funny, but it was true. You know, when you think about it, you know, they say, why do you do what you do? It's because, you know, because I wake up every day and I realize that, you know, my time here is limited. I don't have much time. So, you know, I got to do whatever it is that I need to do to get what I need to get. Not what somebody else says I should get, but what I know I need to get. Now, some of you may need to borrow somebody else's tenacity. Some of you may need to borrow somebody else's, you know, somebody else's wisdom for right now. Some of you may need to, you know, get yourselves a good coach that's going to teach you and lead you down the right path. Some of you may need some help getting started. You know, I had an old car back in the old days, a pop with the stick shift, but I still do it. Stick shift car, you know, all you needed somebody to do was pop that clutch for you, get that thing on the hill to get somebody pushing it. You pop that clutch and you going. Some of you have run out of gas and now you need somebody to either put some gas in your car, show you where you can get some gas from, or you just may have gas in the car and you just need somebody to push it a little bit for you, to help you push it. Now you're going to pop that clutch and get going again. And there's nothing wrong with that, right? There's nothing wrong with that. So figure out, you know, who that person is or what that situation is, man, and just jump into it, because failing frequently is exactly what we do, right? So guys, you know, this platform that I'm on, the YouTube platform, is new, working on getting some commenting in the platform. That way we don't have to take it down, unlike the Facebook platform that's not acting right now anyway. See, everything that happens in life happens for a reason. It's a sign, right? So you just have to follow the signs and know that it works. You know, I love my Facebook family, but I want to be able to, you know, translate or transfer all these guys over, you know, to YouTube. And one of my next tasks is to make this show a little shorter as well. But there's so many things that need to be said and so many gaps that need to be bridged. You know, we can't bridge them all at one time, but we have to stay in our process and not be afraid to do the things that we know we're supposed to do and to move forward in life. And failing frequently is a part of your process. Don't be afraid of your process. Let the right people sow into your life. People that are agenda free, people that aren't, that don't want to use you for their own well-being. Allow people that are going to sow into your life. People, allow those people, you know, to help you move down the road further to the vision that God has given you. And you're going to find yourself very quickly moving forward in where you want to be and not standing still like some of you doing right now. So I'm going to play a song on my party, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, I want to say thank you to each and every one of you for jumping in and being a part of the grind. And you know, this wouldn't happen without you. But I want you guys to know that, you know, I see all of you jumping on. I see you guys are commenting. Hopefully you're getting some value out of this show. And everything, you know, that you see that is big in the world these days was small. And if it was big at some point now it was small. And there was a foundation that was being created. And there was history that was being made. And, you know, all of you guys are history, are a part of the history of the grind. And here's, I'll do you one better. Find something that you know God wants you to do. Find something that's been just, you wake up thinking about it. You go to sleep thinking about it. You know, you have ideas about it. You don't have to have all of the pieces to the puzzle right away. All right? You don't. All you have to do is get started with the piece that you have. And start to control everything that you can control. And once you get started, watch how things start to fall in place. So, guys, we'll be back on Thursday. We're going to check out this YouTube platform because we're eventually going to pull away from Facebook, and you'll just see the postings there about it on the YouTube platform. Hopefully we'll get some commenting and everything, and we'll just move forward. I'm not afraid to move forward inch by inch, but as long as you keep moving forward, that's all you really want to do, all right? So kill the fear, ladies and gentlemen, get started. God bless you guys, and have a great evening, a great day. I should see you guys on Thursday, all right? God bless you guys.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
I honestly grow insecure as I get older. Cause even when you hot, there comes a day when you get colder. Comes a day when you slower. Time is taking its toll. 45 on the back of the jersey upon your soul. I'm scared of letting go. I don't know what the future holds.
My nightmares are having nightmares. I'm quite scared of what's right and fair. How I fare in eternity. Will I hear well done when he turned to me? Will I hear you care too much about all this stuff that really don't matter? You chase the wind and you want it. Got to the top of a two-foot ladder. What's after? I can capture all this mess. My heart was after. Will I end up empty-handed when I stand before my master? Did I master the mathematics of a passive disaster? Adding my selfish ambition, all the while subtracting what matters.
Late nights, I can't sleep. Will I fall? Will I peek through the curtains? All I see, fingers pointed at me, and they watch it, and they watch it, and they watch it.
Couple times I couldn't back that up. Like when I ran from them vatos, scuffing up my zapatos, scared of losing my hide. I was so embarrassed inside. If I could go back in time, I would stand and say something like, I ain't never scared, never scared, never scared. I'm lying, I'm scared of these thoughts in my head. I'm scared of possibly pushing people right over the ledge. When I say I pledge allegiance to the struggle, then I turn around.
peur d'admettre ses craintes et celui qui ne pourra pas les surmonter. On trouve la liberté dans la confession et la liberté dans la reconnaissance.
Yeah. And it just so happens I'm wrestling with my status. I'm trying to see me like he do, not focusing on his madness. They count on me, count me out on the count of they fear and doubt. Keep a count of my wrongs, trying to keep me inside their house. Some just keep me around, gotta wonder what that's about. Yeah, they wanna be politically correct, I suppose. But I'm comfortable in my skin while they just pretending they close. I'm scared of falling and failing in front of all of my foes. And I feel some friends are unfaithful, so I keep my small circle.
The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.